Glory to God, hallelujah. Shore yamando koria baba. Kistili da 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 da. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God Almighty. Oh, rababa la ba ina na na. Oh, amandele rebo sta la la ba. Nye shekora la ba sete le la la. Oh, ina na 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 na. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ine castele la 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 bo si ine. Kora mandele. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, ndalese. Miramande, seleandoi. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship. Once again, welcome tonight. Welcome and the call tonight. We haven't been on the call for a while, so we're going to pray. We're going to go to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And we are going to have the Holy Spirit anoint us to pray. We're going to welcome the Holy Spirit in this place tonight. Handore shikiru busita. The Word of God declared that if you pray in the Spirit, and if you have no interpretation, glory to God, you, the person that's praying, is building up themselves. So tonight, Lord, I come before you, Lord Jesus. And if I have sinned, Lord, I ask you to wash me and cleanse me in the blood. I repent from all my sins and all my unrighteousness. I come and I said, Lord God Almighty, you are Jesus. You died on the cross that I may have life and I may have it more abundantly. So tonight, Lord God, I come and I lay myself at the altar and I say, wash me now with hyssop, Almighty God, that I may be clean, that I may be as white as snow, meaning that when I come into the heavenly tonight, Satan have no power and no authority. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to hide me, mighty God, behind the cross, and let you, my Holy Father, come forth in this earth through me. Minister through me, Almighty God, out of my belly, that rivers of living water may flow. Minister through me, Almighty God, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak, oh glory. And I would only speak, hear, say what you want me to see. Speak what you want me to speak. Oh glory, hear what you want me to hear. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come and I bow before you tonight. And I say, let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. Lord God, we know that in your heaven, there's no sickness. In your heaven, there is only peace and joy and righteousness. In your heaven, everything is whole. Everything is clean. In your heaven, it comes like about a Genesis 1 where you said, let there be light. In your heavens, every single clean is clean. Jesus, the second Adam, is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and he has given us now the keys to the kingdom. Let your kingdom come. I just felt like reading Matthew 16. Let me read Matthew 16. Let the fire of God come down in this place. Hallelujah, Jesus. I could feel the fire of God all over this place right now. And when the fire of God comes, it comes to change. And I will give unto you Matthew 16, verse 19. And I will give unto thee, that means you and me, the keys, that mean more than one key, K-E-Y-S, of the kingdom of heaven. So he is going to give you the keys. Now, what do you need? What kind of key do you need? Do you need a key or do you need keys? And whatsoever thou shalt bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So, in other words, when you come tonight, binding and loosing, it is already loosed in heaven. It already loosed in heaven. All you have to do is to take it from the heaven and bring it to the earth. Are you seeing this? Whatsoever you loosed in heaven, it is already loosed in heaven. So it's just for you to go into the throne room and to take it. Mark 11, 23. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, that means whosoever, that means can be me and you. Anybody wants to say to this mountain, whatever mountain do we have? What are we calling our mountain tonight? So when you go to Luke's, when you go to Matthew's 16, 19, look at this. Matthew 6, 19. Mountain, loose, mountain, loose, mountain. I want you to be loose, present tense, past tense, with an S-U-D. That means it's already taken care of. So when you go to the Father and you speak into the atmosphere and you command the atmosphere that's around you to produce whatever you are talking about, thinking about, meaning speaking, seeing, hearing, knowing, whatever you need at that given time, a mountain be removed. So your mountain is already moved. Your one thing that you're believing for is already moved and it be cast into the sea. And if you don't have any doubt in your heart, and but you believe whatsoever you say shall come to pass, those things, I mean, than one now, more than one thing that you're believing for, it will come to pass. So speak to your mountain, Heavenly Father. Open the eyes of your people. Open the eyes of your people. Open the eyes of your people. Let they do and connect Matthew 16, 19 and Mark 11, 23 with Mark 16. Are we getting this? The enemy comes in, he speaks, and we listen. But if we go to Colossians 2, if you go to Colossians 2, and I believe it's verse 14, let me see. Jesus, gotta write this down. You gotta look this over. Hekeleboshekeleba. Kiromoko mama. If you go to Colossians 2, verse 13, and then you go to 14. He took it to the cross. He blocked it out at the cross. He nailed it to the cross. He spoiled principalities more than one. He took out powers more than one. He embarrassed them. He make a show of them. Oh, listen. I mean, I'm not saying that we're not going to be going through some things. I'm not saying that. Nobody said that. Hands up. I put my hands up. We will go through things. But at the end of the day, we have the Word of God, which is life. The Word of God, which is powerful. The Word of God, when it speaks, it's going to come to pass. In Genesis, I mean, you need to take the word of God for yourself. You cannot sit back and listen to a preacher, a teacher. You can't back and sit back and listen to anybody. You have to know this life. John 6, 63 stated that the words that Jesus was speaking, the words that he gave to us, oh my God, they're not only mere words, Jesus, but they are spirit words and they bring forth life. There is life injected in the word of God. When you speak God's word, it's going to come to pass. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God in John 1. Who is the Word? The Word is Jesus. So when you speak that word out of your belly, it is going to produce something. It's going to produce life, just like Jesus sitting up communicating. I think we talked about this before previously. He said, there is darkness. I think we talked about it the last time we were together. There is darkness in the ear. There is no light. And he said, you know what? Let's bring some light. And effective immediately, you go read it in Matthew for yourself. Hallelujah. And when he speak out of my Kita, when he open up his mouth, when he open up his mouth and when he speak, when they bought, oh God, out of the belly, out of the mouth, the Kosiki, supernaturally, light came in darkness. We have to do the same. We just have to do the same. What are you going through tonight? What am I going through tonight? How about my day yesterday? What do you want to know about my day? What do you want to know about my week ever since we haven't been together? I have a testimony, but I'm telling you, when it's final, then I will give that testimony. And this testimony is a testimony of the supernatural. Yes, hold your hand and speak to that pain. Yeah, and command arthritis to go. Command the swelling to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak to that hand. Speak to it. Speak to that body that water is producing in the body. Your body is like getting water in it. Speak to it and command the body life to come in your body. Speak to the body in the mighty name of Jesus. Command that body in Jesus Christ. Command that body in Jesus Christ. Command that body. Glory to God. Glory to God. Break and bind every mucus in your body. Break and bind every sickness in your body. Break and bind everything that want to bring diabetes or sugar in your body and command it to stand still in Jesus' mighty name. I speak to every bone and every ligament in your body. Shokondo. Rembokotondokola. Wherever the pain is, wherever the sickness is, Navlet moves in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on it right now and command that hand. Command life to be in your body. Jesus said, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. He didn't say come to give you sickness and disease. Hey, the kind of food that you put in your body, the kind of food that I put in my body, we repent and we ask God to change our taste buds, ask God for us to walk in obedience, ask God for the spirit of integrity. Tomorrow we are going to fast. Fasting on integrity. Look over your fasting instruction and fast and stand in the gap for you and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God. No. Yes. The devil trying to tell you're not going to get better. Is that true? And you're going to be sick. But I'm going to tell you right now, I come to declare a deposit. And in your belly, the Spirit of God will flow out of your belly. Put your hand on your belly. Put your right hand on your belly right now. And I stand and I believe that every mucus in your body will go now. There it goes. There it goes. Give him praise. Psalms 150, verse 6, declare and said, oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Lying demonic spirit. She's trying to do everything. And now you're coming and saying you're not doing. And that's a lie. That's a backflash. That a backflash from the pit of hell. Command that to go right now. I command that to go right now. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Any single person on the line that have anything to do with diabetes, anything to do with diabetes, command diabetes to go out of your body. Command sickle cell to go out of your body, out of your generation. Anybody online that have sickle cell, command it to go in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Oh, supernatural Father, supernatural God, we give you praise. We give you praise. You guys need to go out. You guys, whenever we get online, we might not be online all the time, but whenever we online and when anywhere you get the text or the email, you need to get in touch with somebody and you need to get them under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. This is not the power of men, but this is the strategic way, and I will seek it. This is the strategic wave of the Holy Spirit, and only Holy Spirit knows and sees and hears. And it says in John 6, oh, my rabbi. Yes, life. Yes, life. But there's another scripture that I'm seeing right now. Because John 14. Let's look at John 14. Let the fire of God come down and burn out every mark tonight. The fire, let me see if it's John 14. John 14. John 14. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every sickness and disease. Yesterday I've been through something. Oh my God, I come home and I had to cry out to God. And when the comforter comes, hallelujah, that is what we need. This is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Ghost. I know you hear it all the time. I know you hear people preaching all the time. I know you believe the preacher not living right. I know you hear all kind of ism and schism, but let me tell you something. Let's come tonight and let's plead the blood of Jesus. Let's plead the blood of Jesus over our doorposts. Let's plead the blood of Jesus over our generation. And remember, time passed. The Holy Spirit said to us, give us, everybody get a different ministry. He said, your family and your generation was different. And he explained it like this. The generation is like this, a mom and a dad. That mean anybody comes out of that mommy is their generation. Your family is your brothers and your sisters and your cousins. So when we are praying, we know how to pray strategically. Everybody might get it different. That's how I got it from the Spirit, and that's how I'm praying. So I pray for my generation. I pray for Trisha's generation. I pray for Kenny's generation. And I pray for Sonia's generation. And then I could go to my family and say, my husband, my sisters, my brothers, that's my family. But anything come out of my being, out of my line, is my generation. Trisha, Kenny, and Sonia. We need to know how to pray. We need to know how to stand in the gap. We need to know how to go in and do spiritual warfare. We cannot depend on somebody. It's just not gonna work. We need to have the eyes of the Spirit. We need to be able to discern. You got to get with God. You got to get with God. And when you hear that ministers fail, do not rejoice because we are a mere human being. So that is why we got to know the word of God for ourselves. We got to know the word of God for ourselves. There is a river that never runs dry. There is a fountain that never runs Dry. Yes, I see that river. Take me to, hallelujah, the river. I see the river. And when that river comes, it comes to cleanse and it comes to clean and it comes, whatever the enemy wants to do, jump into that river because it never runs dry. There is a fountain. It will never run dry. Hallelujah. 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 Heavenly fathers, I lift my hands right now. Go into the earways and into the byways. And let the Holy Spirit goes into the kitchen where that person right now standing, that woman over that sink, go into the kitchen. Touch her right now from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, whether she's online or she's listening to the recording tomorrow or the next day or whatever day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Come into the home right now. I go into the home right now. And I break and I bind the spirit of deception. Bind confusion in marriage life. Enemy, you will not touch the marriage bed. That man will put his head in nobody else's bosom but his wife. That woman would not entertain any man but his our husband. The children will fall in line. Father, we declare that the generation of the righteous is blessed. We declare, Almighty God, that wealth and riches will be in their house. We declare tonight, Almighty God, that the husband is the leader of the house. That means he's not going to come in and he's not going to push his wife over, but he's going to go into Genesis 2 and he's going to read and he's going to see how he's supposed to function in that house, that he's the man of the house and his wife is the weaker vessel and she becomes his helpmate. And that man will leave as mom and his dad. Or his dad and his mom, wherever, vice versa. Go check it out. It is in Genesis 2. I read it myself. The ending part of Genesis. The two of them become one. Bone of my bone. That's what she is. Why? Because she was taken out of the rib of man, and she was called womb man. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight that the second Adam will go into these homes and minister and minister, Lord, to these family members. Touch and anoint them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Design them now for kingdom living. Raise them up on high. Deliver them, Almighty God. Father, Father, I pray. And as I bow before you tonight, I pray. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. His kingdom is not meat or drink. Sonia, please find that scripture for me and put it up on the site. His kingdom is not meat or drink, but is righteousness Oh my God. Righteousness. What does righteousness mean? Righteousness means right standing with God. I hear it in my spirit. Let me look it over. Romans 14. Holy Ghost, I hide myself tonight behind the cross. Speak through us, O God. Speak through me tonight that your people will hear. So I hide myself now behind the cross of the living God. And I let you come forth now, Jesus Christ. Going to every homes. Go on the highways. Go on the byways. Let the fire of the living God come now into your room and ignite you now. And yes, there it goes. Go in Jesus' name. What they trying to do? Yes, you might have a mouth, but they're trying to manipulate. I see them. Conniving, ruthless. What they're trying to do, you need to hear now. I want you to hear. They're trying to take your job. They're going to try to fire you. So you're going to have to fast. Yeah. Exactly. You're going to have to fast for 3 days. You, in that fasting, you're going to have to repent. One of the repent, oh, yes, you're going to have to repent and ask God, and you're going to put a bridle on your lip. Because my mama always says, not everything good for eat, good for talk, or something like that. Take it any how you want to slice it. But they're trying to take your job. And you have to be a strategic player. You have to be one step ahead of them. You have to go in starting tonight, praying and ask the Holy Spirit to change the situation because they're trying to take your job. The only way they could take your job is if you do not heed and yield to the Holy Spirit. Because I see it. It started out with one, then it goes over to two. And with those two people that's in leadership. Starting now to listen to another person that wants your job. So you have to go in and you have to take the scripture. A three cord is not easily broken. So they come three in the natural, but you're going to deal with it in the spirit. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So the first day you're going to repent. The second day you're going to release the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the third day you're going to rejoice. You're going to do a Jericho march in your room. You're going to march from around your bed to your door and back 7 times. Listen to me, 6 times around your bed. You got to listen. Don't call me and ask me what I say because I don't know. I'm giving you this information from the Holy Spirit. 6 times around your bed because you have a limited space. The number seven, you're going to go to the door and you're going to back to your bed and you're going to shout the shout of victory. So, in other words, day number three will be your Jericho march. Amen. Somebody on the line, Gloria.
You need to know how to apply the blood of Jesus in your house. Listen to me, Gloria. It would be nice if I could see your eyes. It would be nice, Gloria, if I could see your eyes. It would be very nice, Gloria, if I could see your eyes. Because there's something going on with you. And sometimes when we come online, it's very important not to be in hiding. Just come on, let's just see each other, one to another. There's something going on with you, Gloria. Yes, Gloria. Oh, take your glasses off, okay? I want to say something. There's a lot of confusion right now, correct? Just shake your head. Yeah. The Father wants you to apply the blood of Jesus. You got to apply the blood of Jesus. You got to apply the blood of Jesus. You got to apply the blood of Jesus. You cannot let fear come in. I see fear coming in, okay? And you cannot let it come in. Fear cannot be a part of your household. You understand me? Fear cannot be, if it's not even in your house, but it cannot be a part of your life. Because I see the enemy trying to come in to raise havoc and take up shop in your house, but you cannot give no place, okay? You gotta apply the blood of Jesus. Do not call me tomorrow and ask me what I said because I don't know what I'm saying right now. It's between you and God. You got to apply the blood. What does the blood do? When the enemy sees the blood, the Shisoni, the Bokonti, the Kitandoli, the enemy Shukunananada have to bow. The enemy is no match for the blood of Jesus. The spirit of witchcraft is bound in your life. You feel like confusion in your life right now? Just shake your head. And you're wondering if it's witchcraft, just shake your head. Well, we break the head of the snake. And we cut off the head of the snake. Sometimes not everything is witchcraft, okay? Sometimes it's just spirits, you know what I mean? And it does not have every, what is a spirit? Overeating. If I overeat, it's a spirit. And you know what it is? I mean, it's gluttony. It doesn't have to necessarily mean it's witchcraft. You see what I'm saying? You gotta call a spade a spade. Whatever you're doing, that's not right. That's a spirit. If the person is lying, that doesn't mean they have witchcraft. That means there's a lying spirit. So you gotta call it out. And don't get sidetracked with the enemy. Because when you get sidetracked with the enemy, it comes in and it distorts what's going on under the surface. So you gotta take it out from under the rug and bring it up and say, you know what? Back off, and drive it out. That means confusion, gotta go. Demonic spirit, gotta go. It's not necessarily mean witchcraft. It may be in your bloodline at one point. It may be in your family makeup at one point, but you gotta know the difference. I see a lot of confusion, and you gotta know when confusion comes, what it looks like. Because the enemy is trying to confuse you. Trying to confuse you and speaking in your ears, and then you get all confused. No. It's not witchcraft. It's just different spirits. Galatians 5. Talk about some of the things that you're going through. Take them out. Look them over. Stand in the glass in the bathroom. Open your eyes and look in your eyes. Look in your eyes. More when you look in your eyes, sometimes you may see water run in your eyes. You know what it is? That's the Spirit of God trying to manifest through you. We are living in the last days. And there's a lot of things that's gonna come and it's gonna bring deception. We're gonna be deceived if we don't have eyes to see and ears to ears and mouth to speak. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Marie, I want to see your face. Put your glasses on. If you don't know how, Marie, how to, because I don't know how to take things off. Thank God for Sonia. Hello, Sonia. And thank God for Kenneth. because I am not a computer person. But we have people in the back office that know how to do this. So, where are you, Marie? Marie, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the word of God tonight for you is to rise up and walk. And I can't even see you. I don't want no kind of hiding.
I'm
I need to see your
driving.
face. I'm not in the mood for no kind of hiding tonight. I'm in a different kind of spirit. I'm in a different kind of realm. And what are you doing? You're driving? Where are you?
I'm in Connecticut.
Are you driving?
I'm driving home from work.
Okay, well, tell you what you do. Hold your eyes on the road. Let me
Yeah.
see your eyes for a minute. Oh, your eyes. Wow. Okay. You could keep driving. And don't be trying to mess with my screen. Okay. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, I have to go to the doctor.
I'm going
Oh,
next
you got an
month.
appointment? Don't
That's
miss it. When are you going? Did they tell
I
you to
don't
do
need
blood?
that. Hello?
Yeah, did they tell you to do blood work?
Repeat what you said.
Did you did the when last you go to the doctor?
Last year, for my annual.
So when are you going back?
November.
Are they gonna do your blood work?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you need to have some blood work done. You need to have a full plate of blood work. I mean, you need to get the blood work done. You need to go in and you need to have it done, and you need to have them check you out. How you feeling lately? How you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. Just a tough
You feel
headache today.
tired? Are you feeling tired? Why are you
No,
so
I'm just
tired?
having an headache.
Why are you so? You need to go
I'm
check your
feeling I'm
blood.
having a headache.
Why are you so tired? You gotta check your blood. This is what, September, October, November. Well, check your blood, check your blood, check your blood. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever the enemy trying to bring in our body, I break it now and I bind and I release healing, healing. I talk to every cell in our body. I call for healing in our body. I command her body to flow obakunde and to function properly. Fire of God. Fire of God. Fire on the Holy Ghost. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, there you go. There you go. There you go. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you, Almighty God. You're the God that's more than enough. You're the God that heals and deliver. You're the God that set the captive free. You're the God that sees and knows. You are the God of the supernatural. You are the God of the supernatural. You are the God. You're the God. My God. Girl, you gotta go check your doctor. Let the healing flow. You guys need to go get this book, The Names of God, and just call them out. You could take the phone off now. You're the God that he lent me. You're the God, Malina. You send your word and you heal my disease. I speak to asthma and sugar and cancer cell and stomach problems and pain in the stomach. I speak to that in the mighty name of Jesus. I release the blood bath of Jesus. I bind the spirit of confusion and lies. Lies, Shoni, lies. Oh my God. You know, you need to walk in peace, okay? So it's your time now, baby. Shoni, you need to put your hand up and say, thank you, Jesus. It is your time now. The Spirit of God said to tell you, it is your time.
Thank you.
I don't know what's going on. I don't care to know. I don't want to know. All I'm just saying, the Spirit is saying, it is your time. Whoa. You got some lawsuits going on?
Yes, I have a court case pertaining
Oh, when is it coming up? Next week? Week of the next? When is it? Soon?
trying to figure it out right now with
Or try to figure it out, honey, because you know what? Let me tell you, listen to this, listen to this, listen to this. They have a backlash trying to come at you, okay? They're
Yeah.
trying to manipulate all kind of lies. The
Yes.
person's lawyer is a liar. The person's lawyer is not the, they not the right. They call him bandula. They call those kind of bandula. They call those kind of people bandula in Jamaica. You know what I mean? They mean
Yes.
they lies and they manipulate the system. So what you have to do, you gotta go on a 7-day fasting. I'm gonna be standing right now praying with you. They have a setup for you right now, honey. And they wanna come in and they wanna reverse and rewrite the things that was already given to you. They want it back, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you something. The Spirit of God is saying to you tonight, set up an arm in your house. Set up an arm in your car. Set up an arm around you that whenever you go to court, or if there's no court, if they throw it out, that the angel of the whole love God is going to go and sit up in that courtroom. You remember Daniel? You say, Daniel, I prayed for you, Daniel. But the king of Persia, Daniel, tried to hinder you, Daniel. But now I come, Daniel, to say to you, everything is taken care of. Everything, Daniel, is taken care of. You just got to continue praying.
Amen.
You got to continue fasting. Because even though the enemy's trying to sift you as wheat, he said he has prayed for you. He has set angels over you. They're going to take charge. And it may be a little bit rough, it's going to be rocky. But remember this time. My time is 8:22 p.m. I
Yes.
believe today is July, September 9th, I believe it is.
Yes, Pastor.
And tonight is a Tuesday night.
Yes.
Remember this time. Remember this hour. Remember it. Remember it. Take a note of it.
No.
Take a note. Take a note. Man cannot help you. Not even your lawyer can help you. Because they're doing some backdoor deal with the enemy. You see, these people, they believe, they call it Obia in Jamaica. It's like a
Yes.
state of witchcraft.
Yes.
And they go to these people and they put up like a science against somebody. And they put up needles and dolls and all kind of stuff. Those are wicked people in high places. That's what you're dealing with.
Yes, I know, Pastor.
Shakoba. But I want you to know tonight, I just pray just now and say Shakoda bo sikilebo. And you deal with. Wow. One of them is a woman.
Yes, that's my aunt in Brooklyn trying to manipulate my
Oh,
cousin them.
wait. Jesus, Jesus. That lady walk on, she have like a tail on her, like a rapper. Whoa.
Yes.
Makuba. I just saw her just now. She killed da 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 bussy. And she's asking me why I'm in your business. And I'm telling her right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name that's inside of me and living me, she gotta stop. Because she called herself like saying she's a child of God and she's doing things. But no, she's not a child of God. She gotta repent.
Yeah, man.
She gotta repent. She has damaged and destroyed a lot of lives.
Yeah, man.
And she gotta repent.
Yeah, man.
We're not gonna pray for her to drop dead, but we're gonna pray for her to give her life to Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. A matter of fact, I have her son on the line listening to you right now. She's trying to blind him right in that house where he's at in Brooklyn, New York.
In the name of Jesus, I speak life.
That's his mother.
I speak life into your situation. And I ask God to save her, to deliver her, and to set her free. Set her free. Because there come a time in the dark world gonna have to tremble. And for the God himself, because they have no power and they have no anointing over the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And if you know who you are in Christ Jesus, ain't no demon in hell can come and stand before you and take what is rightfully yours.
Amen.
It's been given to you from your generation. And nobody is supposed to come in and try to distort your money. That's a lie. And I'm basically have to seed it by the Spirit, because my husband and I, we're going to give her a testimony when I'm finished with this. Similarities, same situation per se. Stand your ground and watch and see the salvation of the king. It's called you. And the reason why the enemy touched your finances and your family finances is because you're supposed to give into the kingdom. Because what you are is a giver. And that's what the enemy does. He touch a person that gives. Amen. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in it. Father God, in Jesus' name, you see your people and you see what they have to go through. But we declare Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. My daughter, Natalia, you know I always call you Natalia, and that's not even your name, but I always say, Natalia, we'll tell you what, baby. Heaven doors are opening up for you. Kingdom articulation is running after you. What you believe in God for is already established in the realm of the spirit. You already feel it. You already see it. You already smell it. You already know it. Trust Him. The supernatural awaits you, say the Lord. Trust Him. Trust Him with every fiber of your being. And that thing that you're thinking to start, you say start it. I don't know what it is, but you're getting ready to start somehow, baby. Right? I can't hear you. I mean, I'm not hearing what you're saying, but
Online ministry.
huh?
I want to do online ministry on YouTube.
Want to do online ministry?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you were going to do that, but go ahead and do that. God is going to use you to raise up nations. That's what he told you, right? And that's what he just told me too. He's going to use you to raise up nations. He has called you. You're going to be speaking, and people are just going to just fall out by just by hearing your words. I mean, you're coming out of your shell. You're going to speak, and mountains are going to shake, and things are going to happen, and you're going to lay your hands on your belly, and the fire of God is going to come through your belly. And when you open your mouth, it's like right now, when you're praying, when you're praying lately, I see you feel like you pass out. It's
Oh,
not,
yes, that's true.
I see you feel like you're gonna pass out, but it's not really passing out. You know what that is? It's the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's the
Yeah.
anointing of the Holy Ghost, and it's coming up out of your belly.
Amen.
It's coming up out of your belly, and it's igniting out of your belly. So when you speak out of your belly, nations are going to tremble.
Amen.
You're going to have authority in the spirit.
Amen.
And you're going to hold your hand and you said, I want to be like Mother Ruth. And I'm like, girl, you better be
Yes, that's true, because I was calling you. So you just pray for me, the grace upon you to come upon me.
a girl.
So.
Tell you so. Hey. You better call the grace of God to be upon you. But I see you, girl. Don't hey, when I get into the spirit like this, don't be messing now. I see you down there saying, Lord, I want to be like Mother Ruth. No. Repent. Say, Lord, I want to be like you, Jesus. Lord, I want to be like when I open up my mouth, Lord, I want the fire.
Yes, Lord.
Your power.
Yes, Lord.
Put your hand up, girl, in the name that is above every single name. Go now
Yes, Lord.
into our belly. And
Absolutely.
transfer that anointing from my life to her life.
Yes, Lord.
Yet tanda ka
Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Go shiki Double anointing upon her, Lord God. A
Oh,
double portion of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Go
Lord.
now.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Fire!
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Yes,
Jesus.
God, I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, Talalama, fire.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
Hallelujah.
Kolabambo, kolaba.
Yendo shakanda, we kanda shanda
Jesus.
li mama kando, we kandi la
Jesus.
mama shayanda li mama katushi la mama kuta, we kuta li mama masa ya katanda li baba sa. Ikutunsha la mama makuta li baba masa, we kandi la mama masi yando li baba basa yanda, we
Yes.
kundushi la mama masi yanda la baba baka
Yeah.
la mama kanda, we
Fire
kundushi
of the Holy
la mama
Ghost.
yando li baba sa, we
Fire of
kundushi
the Holy Ghost. Fire
Yandeli
of the Holy Ghost. Fire
mama
of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Ignite now.
katunda
Ignite now. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of
yandeli
the Holy Ghost. Fire of the
mama
Holy Ghost.
El shukundo la mama
Fire.
masi yando mama masi yando la kututu rekasi, my God, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Lord God, I thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Praise God. Praise God. I cannot wait to be in one of your meetings. Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I can't wait. Your mommy can't wait to be in one of your meetings. And I, oh God, I'm praise God. Father, tonight we give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
Tonight we give you thanks, Father. Use us, Father God, collectively, Lord. Minister through us, Father. Let your fire come now and let it rest upon us, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. I was thinking about that, Sonia. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that, that anybody wants to catch that fire. But I just didn't say it. You too, my love. Any single person that wants that fire, receive it in the name of Jesus. I receive it in the name of Jesus. Sonia, play, just put it up there, mommy, Ruth, whatever you want to call me. Just put it up there and just type it that mommy, receive it in the name of Jesus. Ruth Elizabeth, receive it in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. And we praise you now. Well, tomorrow is our fasting and on integrity. And just lay before the Father and just look over those words. He placed that in my heart. And I just feel like just let us walk in integrity. I love you guys, and I'm actually high right now. Let me come back down to earth, Father. I want to come back, Father. I want to come back, Father God. Release me now, Father, that I may be able to come back and go to my bed. Oh, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for using me tonight for your people. I thank you, Father God. I love you, Lord. You're the keeper of my soul. I just love you so much, Lord. Thank you, Father. Release me now that I may be able. Take that anointing now, Lord. I thank you for your fire. I thank you for your fire. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We release finances tonight. We release love and joy tonight, and peace and tranquility, supernatural favor. We release it tonight, God. Thank you, Father, for releasing me now. I love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, good night, everyone. Mwah, mwah. Have a great night.